This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And now we think we welcome into studio, and he may have been listening to us try and work out our technical difficulties or not, or he's there or he's not. Is he there? Is it Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area to report on this Consumer Electronics Show? Good morning,
yes.
Scott. Oh, he's there.
He's there. Hooray.
Yes.
Scott is there.
Could you hear us that whole time?
I could. I was saying, hey, I'm here. And I...
There's something going on. I don't know how to work the kids. Look, I'm learning things.
The magic of radio. You
know, I'm going to find out how the cue speaker works in here. I really thought I had a handle on it, but it turns out
okay,
no.
Now that I know you're there, let me try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He usually is the tech guy, and the Consumer Electronics Show, I believe, is on day two, Scott. Is that right?
It is absolutely right. We're just about to start day two.
Okay.
And we're already seeing all the crazy technology that will ideally be on your face, in your living room, in your car, in like 5 to 10 years. And it's always fascinating. Like 70, 80% of it just, we never see it again. But every once in a while, something comes out of this and it's like, oh yeah, this is now the scale of the future, or the robot vacuum cleaner, or our weird car. And we're seeing a lot of that this year. It's really interesting to know people, after all this talk of inflation, still think, hey, we want to spend money on tech. And I love it. It just means people are still starting these companies and still spending money and still using creativity and coming up with these crazy, bizarre gadgets that someday we'll use. Maybe.
So one of the things, and I look forward to you telling us some of that stuff. One of the things I saw, which I use a wireless keyboard right here in studio, and you've got to charge that thing.
Yes.
Or it will go out on you.
Yes, it will. At a very inopportune time. Always. It's always when you need it the most.
Lenovo has introduced the self-charging Bluetooth keyboard.
Oh.
So I guess this is some kind of solar...
Or maybe it's just like the keystroke energy that you put in charges the thing up.
It's got a little light collecting panel that sits at the top of the keyboard and absorbs whatever light is around it and stores it away to keep that thing running. That's one of those inventions that may not change the world, but it's going to get used. People will go, oh, I need that.
Yes. Wouldn't you love, I'm always like, I'm checking the level of the battery on my wireless mouse and my wireless keyboard. I'm like, I better leave that charged up overnight, because you don't want it to go out on you when you're in the middle of something.
No, you don't. So is there anything useful that you've seen where you go, oh, this is making it?
Yeah, and actually that's a perfect example of something small enough where if it gets some light, and it can take light from anywhere, it's Bluetooth, so it's all wireless, you take it anywhere you go and it's going to have enough. We haven't figured out yet, and this is one of the things we've seen at CES this year, how to charge completely a phone or a full laptop computer, but the keyboard is small enough and takes just enough power where you can do that. And we're starting to see that also with small devices like smart glasses. And this, I think, is going to be the next, you know, we talked about how Apple had that big headset and we've seen these Oculus headsets. They haven't sold. I just don't know if we're ready to have as humans, you know, giant clunky things on our head. But these smart glasses are essentially Ray-Bans, right? And they come now with chargers. They come now, you know, they charge themselves. They give you the opportunity to talk on the phone. They talk, you know, they'll play your music. They'll do some AI sensing to tell you what's out there. It's kind of fascinating to think this is just all self-contained, much like your keyboard, Vin. Mm. With a pair of sunglasses. And, you know, they start around $300-$400. This is one of the hot things. It was one of the hot things this Christmas. And now all these companies are coming out with them. And, you know, another small thing, a robot vacuum cleaner. We've seen them before, the Roombas that roll around your house.
Yeah.
Now they're coming with sensors. So if they come up on, say, a sock or a stuffed animal or a piece of Lego, they now have robotic arms that come out of the middle, go over, grab the sock, and you can program it. If it's a sock, it'll know to put it in a laundry hamper that's in the same room.
What? Is that right? Picks up the room?
Yeah, this is actually stuff being developed at Stanford, so it's local.
Thank you, Stanford.
And yeah, now you're starting to see these things. So it's a little roll, you know, a round thing that like your dog or cat finds cute. We've seen those for years. But now it stops in the middle of a sock or a napkin or something or a toy, and this little robotic arm comes up. It's so cool to watch. And they'll say, oh, this is AI, you know, sensing what's in front of it. But really, it's just sensors that are able to do this. And on another level, we saw a car. This is out of China, actually, a company that makes electric cars called BYD.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rolling along, the sensor will tell it that it's coming up on a really big pothole, and it will actually make the car jump just a little bit to get
like a hydraulic
your cars. Yeah, So, well, but even with the cars, the tires will be off the ground very briefly so that they don't, because you know if you come across a pothole, your tire might be smashed, your wheel might get, you know, dented, whatever. This will actually make the car jump just a little bit to get over the pothole. And it's one of those things where we're starting to have devices.
God.
And I know this is good and scary.
I love this. That is so funny. Because you always try to set your wheel like all over the road trying to not hit all these potholes and this one place out of my way home.
I'm
like,
here in the city, certainly after the winter, they've a few of those have opened up. The ones where you go into it, you go gunk, and you feel it in a way that you think
new tires
might
on the way.
Be pulling over now. Wow, that's radical.
That's incredible.
We're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area real quick just to update you guys. So he's telling us about CES, all the latest hot consumer electronics from the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, and just the idea that something as simple as a sensor in a vacuum is going to be a sensor in a car. One thing that we're starting to see that we just saw a little bit last year and now they're all over the place are see-through televisions, which I don't know how to describe it. I wish I could bring one into the studio to show you. It's television, but it's also see-through, and I have no idea why this is the next hot thing that people want. But if you put it in front of a window, you can make it so that you're, you know, not only watching your show, but you can also see the view. Or if you put it in the middle of the room, you see the rest of the room. I don't really know why these are so hot. I remember thinking this way about 3D TVs, like, this may be kind of neat, but it may just be a gimmick. But
is it a mass appeal thing?
Wait a second.
It is. It's mesmerizing to see. Yeah.
When you say this TV is see-through, you mean when the TV's off, you can see through the TV, and when it's on, like, I can actually see why that would be useful. In a place you've decorated, and you've put all this money into this beautiful, I don't know,
whatever
coverings that you use, and now you put a giant 70-inch TV on, it's just a big black box.
Yep.
And when it's off, you still see this big black box. So is that what it is? You see through it when it's not on.
Right. Or, you know how when your TV is on but you're not watching a program, you see, you know, these screensavers, and now they've gotten super complex and beautiful.
Yes.
You can have that, but also see through that to your wall or your view or whatever. And so you're seeing, say, fish, you know, on your TV.
It's like you have an aquarium in your house.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, and it's, right, so I'm talking about, like, you see fish, and Sarah knows that means it's an aquarium. And so, right, you see through, I'm trying to make this as...
I'm so smart like that.
No, it's... So Lenovo makes this, it's $60,000 in the U.S.
Scott, can I ask you, I have a couple more questions about this see-through TV. Because all I'm picturing is my TV, where it is right now, I have a see-through one there. Not only can I see the whatever's going on the wall behind it, the dust that's being collected, but the mount and the wires, and I'm assuming all of that is not part of this equation?
Right. I mean, the ones that we see obviously don't have dust, but they show really whatever's behind it. So actually, yeah, and remember, we're talking 4K picture here, so you probably want to put it somewhere where you're going to have a view in the background or maybe a piece of art or something. But it does is it gives you not only that cool screensaver. So I saw one where, like you say, it looks like an aquarium. One looks like you're looking up at the moon and the stars. But you can also see through to see whatever view you're doing. And it seems like most of the demos we see have it in front of a nice view if you have, you know, a view of something. But again, it's a transparent screen, and so you can watch TV but also look through it. And again, it clearly screams gimmick to me, but at the same time, it is mesmerizing. And, you know, if you have $60,000
who doesn't?
70-inch TV.
You know, it reminds me of, like, I watch so much sci-fi, and they always have these little, like, handheld, they're like our phones, but they're a handheld device, and they're see-through, too. So if someone's on the opposite side of them, they can see, I don't know, their booty call for that. And I'm always thinking, like, what do we need see-through things for? I really feel like privacy is the thing I want on my devices. I don't want people being able to see, you know, that I'm on Pokemon all day. I'm reading a book. I'm doing my news feed over here.
Right.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.